We are ninth grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues, and we want you to help save our local ecosystems and our planet.
One big issue contributing to climate change is the use of gasoline-powered cars that release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
One thing people in our community can do to help is to consider changing your transportation method to electric cars. If you're unable to drive or buy a car, you can use public transportation to reduce your carbon footprint.
Although these switches may seem difficult for some people, as they may not have the money or the time to look into getting a new car, it is definitely something you should take into consideration for the future. Even one less gas-powered vehicle on the road can make an immense difference to our planet.
According to fueleconomy.org, EVs, or electric vehicles, convert over 77% of the electrical energy from the battery to power the wheels. Conventional gasoline vehicles only convert about 12 to 30% of the energy stored in gasoline to power the wheels. This leads to a more energy-efficient car.
If you can't gain access to an electric car, the Roaring Fork Valley has a great public transportation system called RAFTA. Taking RAFTA would be a huge help to the movement towards more sustainable transportation.
An added bonus to taking public transportation is how RAFTA is making the switch to green energy too. According to the Rocky Mountain Institute, RAFTA is working on the BEB project with the help of the City of Aspen. The BEB project, or Battery Electric Bus Project, is working on running electric buses with battery technology. And some of the buses that RAFTA has in circulation are 100% electric, and their energy comes from fully renewable energy.
On top of this, RAFTA buses are very convenient. The rides can extend all the way from Aspen to Rifle, and it would mean a lot to the Valley and the world if you would consider these options.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.